Does this sound familiar to you?
A, bo, co, čo, do, e, fo, go.
It's obviously some kind of an alphabet. It's the Esperanto alphabet. Once touted as the universal language, and today is a very important day for Esperantists the world over. It's the 161st birthday of Ludwig Zamenhof, who invented Esperanto more than 130 years ago. And older listeners may recall the late Kep Enderby, the former Whitlam government attorney general, who was a fluent Esperanto speaker and a very prominent advocate for Esperanto. He passed away 5 years ago. Who is carrying his torch in Australia? Well, joining me is one such man, Jonathan Cooper, a senior member of the Peak Group, Esperanto New South Wales. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Josh.
I'd love to hear from any listeners who can speak a little Esperanto. So give us a call, 1300 222 702, if so, or send us a text, 0467 922 702. Can you give us a little taste, Jonathan?
You want me to say something in Esperanto?
Please.
Okay. La ĉefa celo de Esperanto estas faciligi kontakton kaj komunikadon inter homoj kiuj ne havas komunan gepatran aŭ nacian lingvon. You probably picked up a little bit of some of the words, communication and obviously Esperanto, but basically it just said the main aim of Esperanto is to make contact and communication easy between people who don't have a common mother tongue or national language.
I heard a homo in there. Is that person?
Homoi, yes, is people. Homo is person, and homoi is people. So the plural, you just add a J, which has a Y sound, to the end of the noun.
How did Esperanto come about?
Well, as you said in your intro, Ludwig Zamenhof invented it. He released it. A bit over 130 years ago. And he grew up in what's now Poland, was then the Russian Empire, where there were a number of languages spoken in his town, Bialystok, Russian, German, Polish, and Yiddish. And he saw that language differences and lack of understanding was one of the causes of conflict. So he had this dream that if at least he could do something to solve that, that would, wouldn't cause instant world peace, but it would help. And so he came up with a language, actually while he was still at school, and then he went off to uni to become an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist. When he came back from uni, discovered his father had burnt all his notes, because his father was a bit worried that the government might discover this and think that it was some anti-government code or something. So Zamenhof had to start again from scratch, but he remembered a lot of it. And he actually said that the language that he came up with a second time was better than the first. So, yeah.
Always and, good to put a positive spin on setbacks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The thing is that he did invent it, but it's actually been developed since then by lots of other people. So it's not as though we speak exactly the language that he created. Yeah.
This may not have been an uncommon thing, because Phil in Cremorne writes on the text line, "I hold my late father's framed diploma from the British Esperanto Society that he gained as a 20-year-old in 1928. And Phil writes, it was an international language such that in the United States, during the McCarthy period, my dad, who was then a member of the Communist Party, burned his many letters from Esperantists around the world, and it's a sad loss of history." So there may have been some crossover between people who saw a future of global communist harmony and a future of linguistic harmony?
Yes, probably. In fact, there is a global Esperanto group which is socialist in nature. It's not communist, but it's called literally the association of people that don't belong to non-nationalistic. I think it's probably the best the best translation. But you in the world of Esperanto and Esperantist, you get a very broad range of opinions and beliefs.
Catherine has given us a call from Russell Lee. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Josh.
Did you learn Esperanto?
I did, but I don't remember much of it at all.
When? How old were you?
In Brisbane in 1976, it was first year of high school, year eight, and it was the next best thing to be learning international language, Esperanto. So I think our class was the first year at the school, a private Catholic girls' school up there that learnt Esperanto.
And they offered Esperanto as a language in the 70s in a public, a private Catholic school.
In 1976, that was when I learnt it. Now, I can remember our teacher, Mr. Steele, coming in, and we were going to be, you know, famous because we were going to be singing, we were going to be learning Esperanto, and it was going to become the international language. We only learnt it for 1 year, that was it, and then it was traditional French and German at that time. And we entered a competition. We sang a song in a competition. That's all I remember.
Do you remember the Esperanto song?
Yes, I do.
Give us a few bars.
I have no idea if I can remember the pronunciation, but yeah. Do you want me to?
Please, yeah.
Okay. Cantu, cantu, camaradoi, glorines tocente. Con harvesti, estas hella la ciel, ci umbrella si, es el la fluante tido, estas un chili. Now, I know that it's about comrades and glorious something or other. The rest of it, I have no idea what it means. So
Jonathan Cooper, hang on, Catherine, I want to get an adjudication here. We don't have people to hold up yellow cards with numbers on them to score you, Olympic style. But Jonathan Cooper is fluent in Esperanto and the senior member at Esperanto New South Wales. How did she do, Jonathan?
The pronunciation was very good. I have actually sung that song myself at a couple of events. I can't remember how to sing it. But
I hope this wasn't some subversive communist recruited listeners to some Orwellian nightmarish dystopia that's about to descend upon us. Catherine, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Good on you. Bye. And thank you, Jonathan, for filling us in. How do I say goodbye and thanks in Esperanto?
Gis revido, kai dankon.
Gis revido, dankon.
Yes, gis revido is until we see again.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, thank you.
See you, mate. That's Jonathan Cooper, senior member of Esperanto New South Wales, honouring this day, Esperanto Day.